Ever wonder what the gun industry has to say for itself? Here's your chance. Listen to the new series, Gun Industry Speaks. We'll go deep into the issues all Americans care about, such as background checks, stopping criminals, and what the gun industry is doing to keep firearms out of the wrong hands.
Here's your money briefing. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli at the Wall Street Journal in New York. Signing up for healthcare benefits through open enrollment can be overwhelming. The Wall Street Journal's J.R. Whalen talks with FOIA's Mona Zilke about the careful research employees and insurance purchasers should do so they select appropriate levels of coverage without making errors. First, some money and market stories you should know. Home improvement retailers have been a bright spot during an otherwise underwhelming stretch for retail stocks. But a popular predictor of remodeling spending suggests tougher times ahead. Renovation and maintenance spending are forecast to decline over the next year for the first time in a decade, according to Harvard's leading indicator of remodeling activity. That could be a threat to stocks like Home Depot and Sherwin-Williams, which have shot to record highs this week. Following years of 5% to 7% growth in spending since last decade's housing crash, Harvard's model has been predicting slower growth for the past year or so. Next year, they're pacing for an outright decline for the first time since 2010. And the financial decisions we make every day can impact our credit scores. Those ratings are what lenders look at to decide whether to approve credit cards, auto loans, and mortgages, and to determine how much those loans will cost. If you want to test out what would happen to your credit score if you miss a credit card payment or pay off on your car loan, we've got a new tool for you. It's the Wall Street Journal's Credit Score Game. Of course, making financial decisions isn't a game, but it's good to test which moves can hurt and which can help before they impact your credit score for real. Go to WSJ.com to play, and good luck. Coming up, it's open enrollment season. The Wall Street Journal's J.R. Whalen talks with FOIA's Mona Zilke about how to choose coverage.
Have you ever wondered what the gun industry has to say for itself? Here's your chance. Listen to the new podcast series, The Gun Industry Speaks, where the National Shooting Sports Foundation, the trade association for the firearms industry, weighs in on the debate, unfiltered and in their own words. We'll go deep into the issues all Americans care about, such as background checks, stopping criminals, and what the industry is doing to keep firearms out of the wrong hands.
It's that time of the year again when employees or anyone in an insurance exchange or insurance marketplace signs up for next year's benefits in open enrollment. But a maze of options can be overwhelming and it invites mistakes. Let's check in with FOIA Employee Benefits Operations and Claims Senior Vice President Mona Zilke to discuss the best ways to approach open enrollment and avoid errors. So Mona, I guess the first and foremost rule here is find the deadline to sign up for the benefits and circle it with a big, thick red pen on your calendar.
I would definitely agree with that, JR. The benefits time, you know, it's only normally open for a few weeks out of the year. So it's very important for consumers to understand when that deadline is so that they can spend time before that deadline occurs doing research to understand what benefits they should select for the upcoming year.
So what can people signing up for or adjusting their benefits learn from the past? Why is the past important here?
The past is important to understand the benefits that you've selected the prior year and understanding what did you use and what did you not use, or were there situations when you could have benefited from a benefit that your employer provided that could have helped you. So a situation could be your employer provided an accident benefit last year, you didn't sign up for it, and you had an accident where that benefit could have afforded you coverage and a payment in order to help with your medical expenses.
And it's not just the past that's important. The future plays a big role in benefits elections also.
The future is probably even more important. And it's really about taking the time to understand what does your next year look like? Are you possibly thinking of having a baby or having knee surgery? And understanding how the different benefits can help protect you as you move forward in the year. It's really about saving time, saving money, and saving stress as you think about your benefit options.
And a little bit of research can go a long way, especially if, let's say, somebody signs up for a plan that has a high deductible.
That is correct. High deductible health plans are becoming more and more popular with employers. And when you think about those high deductible health plans, you're going to have a significant amount of money that will be out of pocket. And one thing to think about as you think about the high deductible health plans is an HSA. And so an HSA can really help you in paying for medical bills that are happening today. But what's more important is HSAs can also be used in thinking about your retirement and future medical costs and medical costs after you retire. They're normally portable and they have investment options. So it's a great option when paired with a high deductible health plan.
That's a health savings account, and it's becoming more popular in terms of being offered by employers?
Yes, that's correct.
You know, for a lot of people, the long list of choices can be overwhelming, and people choosing benefits should not feel compelled to choose every option offered to them.
You know, one statistic that we talk about a lot is it's very overwhelming for people when they go through an open enrollment period. And the average consumer spends 17 minutes doing their benefit elections, where they spend 18 minutes choosing a show to watch on Netflix. So it's really important to think about, you know, the past and what benefits you've had in the prior year, but then also thinking about the benefits for the future year. Just selecting two supplemental health benefits could really help and make a difference in your financial wellness now and in the future.
And I guess your health should be ranking higher than your entertainment selections on Netflix.
That is for sure. That is for sure.
Now, Mona, what happens if you make a mistake when selecting the benefits and you realize it after hitting the send button?
Normally, if you're not waiting until the very last minute, you have those few weeks that the benefit selections are open to go back and make changes. And so it's important to think about research and speaking with your family before the benefit election closes on that last day.
And a lot of times an employer offers a pretty robust online resource that, among other things, can help explain confusing terminology.
Your employer should have an online forum where you can go and research all of the products that they're offering. And a lot of times they'll actually have a calculator online to help you choose what plans are best for you. And that happens a lot on the medical side when there's options between a regular health plan and a high deductible health plan. And then that also then sets you up to know if an HSA will be helpful for you, and that's the health savings account.
Now, more and more companies are offering supplemental benefits in addition to medical and dental. What sort of benefits are now being offered to employees?
There are products such as disability, which replaces a portion of your paycheck when you can't work because of sickness or injury. There's an accident product that covers living expenses such as utilities, even dog walking, and of course, out-of-pocket health care. Then also hospital indemnity. If you're having a hospital stay, a lot of women that are getting ready to have a baby would select this benefit to help with that. And then lastly, just critical illness. This will cover medical bills for things like heart attack, stroke, and cancer. We know that 1 in 3 hardship withdrawals from retirement accounts are from unexpected medical costs, and these supplemental benefits can help protect consumers from having those withdrawals.
All right. That's good advice from Voya's Mona Zilke joining us on the line. Mona, thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you so much.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York for The Wall Street Journal.